Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to King Scott Radio and TV.com. Today, we are going to have a conversation referencing our churches. Our church, many churches, are in a disarray, and we want to begin to address some of the issues. What are the benefits of going to church in the 21st century? Now, I have a guest today from Ministry of Encouragement in Cumberland, Maryland. And we're going to have a conversation with this particular pastor, and we're going to couple that with some questions from At My Father's Table. Stay tuned. He saw the best in me. We are here with Pastor Kerry Scott of Ministry of Encouragement, and we're going to talk about the church in this 21st century. See, ladies and gentlemen, we want to begin to solve some of the issues that surround us, be they in the church, in our communities, in our neighborhoods. We want to bring the issues in front of us, so that we can look at them and ask God, how can he get the best out of us? I'm going to let Pastor Kerry Scott tell you just a little bit about her church.
Hello, everyone. God bless you. I am Pastor Kerry Scott from Ministry of Encouragement, Maryland, and I welcome you all here today. Yes, we have many issues that go right inside the church many times. And I just want to let you know a little bit about our ministry, Ministry of Encouragement, Maryland. Encouragement, that's what we do. We encourage those who have been in the Lord and need to be encouraged because they are facing difficulties in their life. And we encourage those who've never accepted Christ in their life to, learn about Christ so that they can be encouraged to come to Christ. And we encourage people who are in the church who have been hurt by many obstacles and things. So we are just a ministry that encourages. We're not perfect, but we are striving to be all that God has called us to be.
The key word that she said in that opening statement is that you know. And we want to let you know that we know. And that's why we're having this conversation today. Pastor Scott, when you think about the issues inside the church communities and as they come into your church, what do you see? How do you feel? What do you feel that it is necessary for you to do to give that encouragement that you speak of?
Well, the thing first and foremost is that we have to recognize that the church, the body of Christ, the gathering of the saints, are all built from all walks of life. And we know that when people come in, they are people who have all issues. There's so many things that are compiled there in the body of Christ when we have people come into the building. And with that being said, we know that we have to look at it as a hospital for the sick. Because every issue means that we are needing deliverance. We're needing something from God to encourage us to be different.
Pastor, are you suggesting that I look sick?
Not that you necessarily look sick from the outside. The outer appearance can be wonderful and lovely, beautiful. We could be made up and dressed up, but it's our inner being that we're talking about, Pastor Scott.
I like the way you put that, the way it's formed, because oftentimes we don't look as bad as we are. That envy, that jealousy, that stinking thinking, the hate that dwells inside some of our hearts that's covered up in the name of Jesus. Now, as you preach the word and teach the word in your different Bible studies, how do you begin to pierce that armor that is not good for the body of Christ?
Well, first and foremost, we know that people will gather in and hide up under the umbrella of the outer appearance to make it look like they're all okay. And so we and I like to bring a word that just pierces to that inner core to let people know that God is not going to judge you like the world judges you. And because of that love that we can feel from Christ, who we don't have to get ourselves together before we come to Christ, but he accepts us in whatever condition that we're in. And so just preaching the love of Christ and that he wants us to come in so that he can redirect and he can change us, because we cannot do it ourselves, but he is a great transformer and we have to trust. So I encourage those persons to come in to do just that.
Pastor, why do we get the beat down in the church? I mean, it happens. That's the reality of church folk. And that deters the body from accepting other parts of the body. We go to church, Sister Betty or Brother Sam doesn't want you to sit where he normally sits. And then he will chastise you. That's on a small level when we get to the more complex issues. But when we take something as simplistic as that and you get the beat down, why come to church?
Well, we have to recognize, I think, that we are up under this impression that people in the church are perfect, that they are people who have arrived, so to speak. And with that, we think that there will not be any hurt like we've had hurt on the outside of the church. We think that people are really perfect, but that's not true. We come in and I think our expectations are dwindled, or the balloon is popped when we come in and realize that there are issues within the church body. And we have to recognize and realize that. And so that's what I like to help encourage the people who are part of what teachings I can give, is that we're all, processing through this place. None of us are perfect. All of us are striving to arrive. And so as the issues come up where there's someone who is hurt or someone who is discouraged by someone who's in the body of Christ, there has to be someone who is able to bring those persons together. And let's see what Jesus says about this so that we are not discouraged to not want to come back into the body, into the church again, but that we are encouraged to stay, realizing that we all are faulty vessels, learning how to process in this place.
I agree with that wholeheartedly. I know that between you and I and other people, we have received some beatdowns, but the encouragement from Christ to stick with it, that he can solve all problems. That's the encouraging message that the Bible teach when you look at the Beatitudes that we are taught through the Bible. That's in the New Testament, how we are supposed to be treating one another within those transitions, those conflicts, those things that seemingly is small. But when you come to a place for help and the beatdown comes in, then there are pastors like yourself that can say, hey, you have to forgive, because that's part of the process that you talk about.
Absolutely. Forgiveness is a key thing. forgiveness. And you know, forgiveness, that's a whole nother thing. And so, Pastor Scott, I would encourage that we be encouraged to do something, a teaching on forgiveness, which I think will be a series, because that is within the body of Christ something that we need to really, really talk about.
Can I be one of the first students? I struggle with forgiveness.
Yes, absolutely. I do too. I think we all, if we're honest, say that we struggle with it from time to time. We do. And through the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, and I don't like to say the, but I like to say Holy Spirit. Sometimes I find myself saying the, because the Holy Spirit is not a thing. It's a person. He's a person. And he's there to encourage us and to help us to get through those things. So, yeah, absolutely. So he's not a thing, but to help us get through things, the Holy Spirit is there to help guide us. So absolutely, forgiveness, that's a whole piece that I think we need to study.
Well, we're going to make sure that we do that because we want to be people of God trying to help as opposed to trying to hinder. Some of this actually comes out of the pulpit. The pastor didn't like someone that said something that didn't feel so warm and fuzzy. And then you have pastors who are doing incorruptible things or making suggestions that's not in line with the word. But we have to remember that they are just as human as we are.
Absolutely. That is so true. We sometimes put different people on pedestals based on, you know, their position or their titles. But, you know, titles without Christ guiding and leading you, it can sometimes be very faulty looking and very discouraging if we're looking from the outside at what happens. And we have to pray for our leaders just as much as we pray for people who are just coming in as new believers and even as people who are what we say are seasoned believers. We have to pray for them. So, yes.
We're going to take a musical break. We're going to jump into a bag and see what we can pull out to address in a song how we can order our steps. Thank you. So, Pastor Scott, what I enjoyed about that particular selection is talks about ordering our steps in Christ. How do you perceive that, and how do we get there with the new Christians coming in?
Oh, my goodness. That song ministered to me. I hadn't heard it in a while, but it ministered to me, and it took me back to a place when I first heard that song and how it ministered to me so far back. And it, you know how you hear a song and it can take you right back to that place where you first heard it and where it just had an impact on your life? Well, this song just took me back to that place where we had to, and when I heard it, order my steps in your word. And in the body of Christ, when we were talking about people who come in who need to be encouraged, those who are in there need to know, even in our imperfectness, we need to continually ask God, the Spirit, to order our steps, to lead me and guide me every single day, not some days, but every day. And when we do that, we are going to be so in line with what Christ has for us to do and what he wants us to do. And I think that that is so key. So that just took me back, Pastor Scott, to just the fact that we have to be reminded from time to time that he is the orchestrator of everything in our life. He has to order our steps. And if we go away from that, that's when we become really flawed and we make the mistakes that we make. But he's calling us to come back into that place where we allow him to order our steps in his word.
So, Pastor, I know that you counsel people in these situations where the word on the street is they have beefs. In the political offices, we have conflicts. In church, we have disagreements. All that jives right into us having compassion for one another, trying to understand without being so fussy. And I use words like that because I want it to be said in such a way, these common words that come up. But the Bible has a holy presence in it. And as you just said, just getting people to get back to what the word says to do. And if we can all do that, and we all need some of that polish, it makes the communities, our children, the future a whole lot brighter.
Absolutely. I definitely agree. And so we have to recognize that God's timing is perfect timing. We may want things to be done right now, but we have to know that God knows what he's doing and working it to be that he's doing some things until he gets to that place where he's saying, now this is to happen. Now this is to occur. Now this is what will be shown or manifested. And it's about God's perfect timing. And he is perfect. So while we are going through the things that we go through, Pastor Scott, we have to realize that God is working us through to be who he wants us to be, but his timing is so perfect.
But that Brother Smith said, I didn't belong.
But it doesn't matter what anybody says. That Christ will use that because we know that he works things together for the good, for those who love him and are called according to his purpose, not Brother so-and-so's purpose, not Sister so-and-so's purpose, but to his perfect. And so we have to recognize that whatever is occurring, God will turn that and work it to the good of him and to what he wants it to be. And when we just continue to trust him and have faith that God will do what he needs to do in his perfect timing.
You mean I have to forgive Brother Smith for telling me that? I don't want to come back.
Mm-mm, you do. You have to forgive. You have to forgive. And forgiving doesn't mean that you forget. It just means that you make a decision in Christ to move forward and to go on despite that hurt that you may have felt.
What about when Sister Betty pushed me because I didn't agree with her point of view? How am I supposed to feel about that? And you're suggesting that I should forgive her and still come back into the environment that I was pushed in. Mm-hmm. That's the realness of what actually happens. We're talking real stuff. This happens inside of our churches in the 21st century. And some pastors aren't aggressive enough to talk about it, to put it out there so that it can be dissected for what it really is, the meanness of our flesh versus the gratitude of our spirit.
Mm-hmm. And so, absolutely. So the person who is the leader, the one who's in charge of the congregation for leading the congregation, definitely when they are made aware of a situation, have to be led by the Spirit as to how they handle that. Things can't be swept under the rug. Things have to be brought to the light, and they have to be dealt with according to what
Christ
is saying.
But Peter cut that man's ear off. It's in the Word. He cut Jesus healed it, but he cut his ear off, Pastor. It was at a moment's notice. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it got repaired in a moment too. But mm-hmm. still, he cut his ear off with his sword.
I know. We do things that are in the natural, in the flesh. I like to say in the naturalness of who we are. And if we're not completely captivated by the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, we will do things in our naturalness, Pastor Scott. That does not mean that we can't come back to that place of forgiveness or restoration, but it just means that we act in those places that are just showing that we are acting in our naturalness. And so when we do that, we have to be willing to allow the Spirit of God to help redirect us and bring us back into that place that He wants and desires us to be in with Him.
So in that song, it says, "Order my steps," and we want to do that through the leadership in the church, through mm-hmm. Avoiding the politics mm-hmm. of the church, because all this is real talk, mm-hmm. as they say in this 21st century. It's real talk. It's keeping it real, and some kind of understanding has to be brought forth. How do we all get there in one bundle without so much of the confusion? What can we do to make it better?
Continue to just stay in His Word. As the song just said, order my steps in Your Word. So the Word is key. In ourselves, we can determine that we're going to do things this way and that way, but that's not what the Word says. We are to be ordered, our steps are to be ordered in His Word. So that means that we have to do it God's way, not our way, God's way. And we don't always understand God's way. You know, the Word tells us that, you know, God's ways are not our ways. And so we have to be willing to recognize and realize that. And God will do and perfect anything that needs to be done and perfected. Trust Him.
Well, in the last 4 minutes, we try to keep these sessions within a 30-minute time frame, because we know someone may be listening on their lunch break, or someone may be listening while they're driving and they've gotten to their destination. We want to conclude in such a way that they're being fed, and at the end of that meal, they have a napkin to clean up.
Yes, and Pastor Scott, I don't want anyone to think that this is always so easy. I remember a couple years ago, a senior lady in the church that I was attending said to me, "Oh, everything is easy, you know, but you have to redirect that. You have to know that in Christ, when we give it to Christ, it's easy because we lay our burdens at His feet, in His hands. And when we do that, then He makes our burdens light." So we have to continue to ask God to direct our steps, to order our steps, and to order our words, talk for us, and just be at peace that He's going to show us what we need to do in any situation. So I'm not saying that it's easy in ourselves, but with Christ, when we hand it over to Him, He will give us direction and give us clarity about what it is that we're to do.
So can you tell us how to reach you, where the church is, what's going on, so that we can continue to be fed, and we're going to close out with what I think is a wonderful song. But could you let us know where we can tune in or come to give this whole broadcast an identity that leads them to a form of the promised land?
Absolutely. So you can reach us at this phone number, 240-362-7552. You can call us anytime. The voicemail may pick up, but just know that we will respond to your phone call. That's a 911. Sometimes we have a 911 situation, and we have to recognize and realize that. So call us on this number, 240-362-7552. We know that God is always on the throne, and he's always available, and we have easy access to him. But sometimes we just need to have that physical person who's there, and we have to reach out. And that's what he calls us to do, because God does speak through persons. And so through people. So recognize and realize that God puts us here for that. So I am Pastor Carrie Scott from Ministry of Encouragement, Maryland, and Pastor Kevin T. Scott from At My Father's Table. And we just want to come together and just do and be about the business of the Lord and just reaching people and bringing souls to Christ. And then when they are brought to Christ, to encourage them to keep on keeping on to do the work and the will of Jesus Christ.
You look so much better when you're home. And while you praying, you look so much better when you're home. you to be happy, then you gotta have something happening. I want you to have joy, cause can't nobody take that from you. I see you smiling.
King Scott Radio TV.com.